Well, hello, my paranormal peeps, and welcome back to the Deep Woods Paranormal Podcast. This is a new podcast. It'll either slot in on Tuesdays or Thursdays, I'm not sure, in between the Anything Goes podcast, the Manus podcast, or it may even be a Saturday podcast and go after the Bigfoot-only podcast. Now you're going, okay, Matt, but Bigfoot's a cryptid. It's the most popular cryptid, and so there's a lot more to talk about it. Then just, you know, we can talk about Bigfoot all day. And cryptids have, you know, there's so many of them, supposedly so many of them, and take that with a grain of salt, that we kind of want to start covering them. Now, I want to do a fifth podcast, but I need your help kind of deciding what it should be. Should it be aliens? Should it be hauntings? So, you know, something that I can talk a lot about. Anyways. So again, my name is Matt Harvey. I'm the founder of the Deep Woods Paranormal Podcast. If you haven't been here before, if you're down on our YouTube channel, please like and subscribe and click on the notification bell. Helps us out. We are not monetized anymore on this channel. So you won't probably, if you, any ads you see, it's not from us, it's from YouTube. We want you guys to enjoy the product that we put out and enjoy our investigations, enjoy our podcasts. There will be more videos here of investigations coming up soon. Going to be doing some gear testing as well, because we're going to be spending a lot of time out in the field looking for Bigfoot here in the next couple of months, I hope, trying to get some evidence of them in places we probably haven't been before. All right. So, again, this is the Cryptids Only podcast. So, I need to kind of tell my story here. So along with my wife, Amanda, we run Deep Woods Paranormal. And of course we run the Deep Woods Paranormal podcast, for you guys to, you know, listen to our stories and we do get guests on every once in a while. If you want to be a guest on our show, you have something paranormal to talk about. You've had an experience with something paranormal, be it ghosts, UFOs, Bigfoot, whatever, strange lights, you know, contact us. The best way to contact us is to go through our YouTube channel, go down there and leave a comment, or go onto our website, deepwoodsparanormal.com. There's a section where you can leave a message. If you want to be on our podcast, you know, contact us through there, or you can just contact us in general. All of our information's in the links below, and stuff like that. All right, sorry about that. I have to get that out of the way. Okay, so let's share my screen. Oops, it's moved. All right, so again, this is the cryptids only, meaning we're going to talk about anything cryptid. And I decided not to go with that. All right, so let me get out of here. I started doing a podcast before and I realized, hey, you have no audio, so nobody can hear you. All right. So this is a list of cryptids, and it goes A through Z, and it says there's 27 types of cryptids on the bottom there. If you're watching, if you're listening, I'll explain this as best I can. I might read a little bit of the definitions of what each cryptid I'm about to talk about is. There's a lot of them. We're not going to talk about all of them. We'd be here for hours and hours and hours, and I don't think anybody wants to listen to me jaw for that long. So, cryptozoology is a pseudoscience that studies and searches for animals or other creatures whose existence is unrecognized or disputed by science. Sorry, I can't talk today. Although it's unlikely that many of these cryptids exist, there is the possibility that some do. In fact, Hogzilla, which I think happened here in Texas, and the Congo elephants, two cryptids believed to be hoaxes, are proven real by the National Geographic Society. And then it goes on to talk about the study of plants that are also, you know, not believed to exist. So I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to talk about that. All right. So it says unconfirmed, discredited, proposed, extinct, confirmed, hoax, or former. Former meaning that they've proven it to be real. Hoax meaning that basically They found it not to be real, confirmed. It means that basically they've given this animal credit for being alive, and they've named it and stuff like that. Extinct animals that are thought to have existed, but basically don't exist anymore. And I'm sure that happens with cryptids all the time. I'm sure they are born, and basically there's not enough of them to reproduce enough to create a population of them, and they die off. And that happens with a lot of different animals. All right, so and then proposed, these are cryptids with an alternative explanation accepted by the scientific community. Discredited means again discredited. They don't believe they exist, and unconfirmed means they're still studying them, but they don't have proof. So let's start with A. All right, I was just talking about this a second ago, but we're going to start again. So I was just talking about alien big cats. I thought this was interesting. And this is a phenomenon that happens over in Britain. Sorry, this ad keeps popping up. And every time I go to close it, it's like, nope, you're not going to close me. All right, there we go. Okay. So it's this alien big cats or ABCs, and sometimes phantom cats are not cats from outer space. Instead, they are large cats that look something like a black panther, a leopard, African lion, or cougar, but they are seen in Britain. They are alien in the sense that they are not thought to be native to the area. Most sightings are confirmed, sorry, confined to the wildest places, especially swamps. A number of the more famous cases have received unique local names such as Beast of Bowden Moor or the Friskerton Phantoms. Now, I've seen pictures of these before, and there seems to be some kind of big cat in Britain. Maybe they just haven't figured, basically maybe it's been hidden away for long enough. Maybe they live in places where people haven't gone yet or don't frequent a lot, and so they haven't been seen. I mean, if you go into the African wild, it's very hard to find a puma or any other, of those other types of cats. Now, lions and stuff, yeah, people see them all the time, but cougars are very scarce. They're very hard to find, at least from what I hear. Pumas and all that stuff, mountain lions, they're very secluded animals. They don't want to be around people. So, and you hear about them sometimes coming down to people's homes and stuff like that, but that's because we've encroached in on their territory. So I think that's what's happening is people are starting to see these because they're starting to encroach into areas where these things live. So that's alien big cats. So let's keep going down. I thought this was funny. Aliens. Now, I'm not laughing because I don't think aliens are real. I do believe there is some kind of extraterrestrials out there. In fact, I mean, I've said this before, but if you think about it, we're not even a speck of dirt in the or dust in the whole system that we live in. And there's all kinds of other systems out there. And for us to say that there isn't other intelligent life out there is ridiculous. That's like saying chickens don't really lay eggs, but we don't know how they get here. So, anyways, all right, so let's read this. I don't know why they're marked as a cryptid, but we'll read this anyways. Aliens are living creatures that are not originally from Earth. Wow. Who's to say we aren't originally from Earth? They could be anything from a simple bacteria to intelligent life. However, there was no concrete evidence to support life outside our planet as of now. So there's comments that come down and they find strange bacteria on them or whatever. That's not real. I mean, it's kind of like, they don't exist, but they do. Anyways, scientists have allegedly found what could be Martian bacteria and asteroids. Wow, I just said that. Extraterrestrial life is life that does not originate from Earth. It's also called alien life, or if it is a if it's a complex individual, extraterrestrial alien, okay, that's just, I don't know. They're just saying that basically alien life forms don't exist. All right, let's go back out of here. We can talk about aliens some other time. Maybe we'll even make that our maybe aliens, UFOs, and stuff like that could be our next podcast that we create. All right, let us know if you guys want to see that in the comments down below, or send us a message or whatever. We appreciate it. So let's see if there's anything else that rings a bell. Atmospheric beast. What is this? Ooh, this is interesting. Okay, this stupid ad keeps popping up. Okay, atmospheric beast are the strangest of the flying monsters from ufology, cryptozoology, and astrobiology. According to the eyewitness reports, these beings are apparently living creatures, but they break all the usual rules that biologists apply to living organisms. They appear to be able to levitate without any need for wings, as well as their bodies are even depicted as semi-solid, often partially invisible state. So basically, they kind of go invisible. Now, there's a theory that there are whale-like creatures that swim around in the Martian atmosphere. Again, take that with a grain of salt. It's just something I heard. I have no proof of it, and so who knows for sure. Okay, let's keep going here. All right, I thought that was interesting. Here's another one. I don't know if I believe that this is real or not either. I'm a Bigfoot believer. I've seen them, but this one has me scratching my head. The only way I can think that this would be real, this is if maybe our military is involved or some kind of science is involved with Bigfoots, and that's why the government's so protective of them and basically kicks people out of places where they are. Now, let's read this. This is called a bat squatch. It's basically a Sasquatch with bat-like wings. The bat squatch is a flying cryptid that allegedly seen near Mount St. Helens in 1980s. And there's a lot of stories about Mount St. Helens, and basically that there's a lot of Bigfoots that live up there, and maybe there's aliens that are there and stuff like that. Mammoth Mountain is also that way too. So again, just take this with a grain of salt. I don't, like I said, I don't expect you to believe in any of this. These are just stories that I'm reading off the offline here. Okay, so it says the bat squatch resembles a flying primate similar to an ehu or Orang batty of Southeast Asia. And its name is of a portmanteau derived from the words bat and Sasquatch. Okay. A witness allegedly took several pictures of the creature. However, these pictures have not yet been analyzed and thus cannot be proven to prove the creature's existence. Let's scroll down and see if there's an actual picture. Nope, there's just a ton of ads on this website. So if you want to come onto this website, it's cryptids with a Z dot fandom.com backslash wiki. And this one says bat squatch, but I'm sure it's just wiki. So if you guys want to come check that out, you're welcome to. So it says sightings. In April of 1994, Brian Canfield was driving in Washington's Pierce County when his truck suddenly died. Canfield said a large creature landed in front of him. He said it was human-like, 9 feet tall, with bat-like wings, and also supported a coat of blue fur. Ever since then, it has not been seen, and skeptics dismiss as a hoax. Now, I'm not a skeptic, but I don't know. I would, like I say, you have to have an experience with these things. So And I've lived with ghosts my whole life. I've seen Bigfoots. But other things, make me scratch my head. And the skeptic in me goes, okay, well, it could be real, but I have to go to that area and see if I can experience it for myself before I say, okay, yeah, 100% this is real. Okay, so there's also a report in 2009 near Mount Shasta in California. It says several hikers witnessed a huge creature with leathery wings spanning 50 feet. Okay, fly out of a crevice in the mountain. At first, an eyewitness described the creature as having a head similar to a pterodactyl. However, upon reconsideration, the witness claimed it was more like a flying fox bat. So here's another report. In June 2011, Phoenix Torres, excuse me if I basically butchered your name, was in his yard walking his dog. He went to pick up the dog when he saw something flying in the sky. He said, "I saw something flying in the sky. It had bat wings, blue fur, and had a face similar to eyes glowing red. And a face and a similar to eyes glowing red." Sorry, I'm just rereading that to make sure it made sense. It was about 9 feet tall, at the least, after I watched it fly away. So I guess it was spotted again in April 14, 2014, at high school in Ohio. My second period Spanish class spotted a giant, massive zip by the window of the classroom at an incredible speed. Class claims it was about 9 feet tall with a 20 to 30 foot wide wingspan. That's a pretty good size wingspan. I mean, I don't know. Who knows for sure? Okay, so let's keep going. We may not get to all of these today. What's Beast of Bears? What's a bear dog? Let's start here. I'm just going to go down these, and as I see things that are interesting, I'm going to stop. Okay, and if you, like I said, if you guys want to come on here, you're able to read these for yourself and make your own determination of what you think. Okay. So it says bear dogs are not closely related to the bear family nor the dog family, being members of this suborder suborder California and fitting into their own family. Okay, so whoever wrote this is worse than me at spelling. This says California. Maybe that's what they're meant to type. Okay. As their name suggests, they look like hybrids between bears and dogs. They were once many different species of the dog family of the. Okay, let me try this again. There were once many different species in the family of bear dogs, but then they began to die out. Most recent fossils we have found from the New World date, and they're talking about the United States, will date to about 2 million years ago. In the old world, the most recent are about 10,000 years old. There is such evidence that the bear dogs might have survived much longer than this in some remote areas. One species might even be alive today, if you can believe certain legends and sightings that have come from some remotely icy valleys on the border between Canada and Alaska. Huh. Well, that's interesting. Never heard of a bear dog before. What's this? Okay, so we're gonna Bear Lake Monster. Never heard of this either. Right, so let's start here. It's called the Bear Lake Monster. The Bear Lake Monster is a cryptid appearing in local folklore near Bear Lake on the Utah-Idaho border. The myth originally grew from articles written in the 19th century by Joseph C. Rich, a Mormon colonizer in the area, purporting to report secondhand accounts of sightings of the creature. However, later he recanted the stories. In recent years, the monster is considered to be a tourist attraction. The last sighting was reported in 2007. So if you're in this area and you're listening to the podcast and you've had an encounter with this, let me know. I would love to hear about this. I do believe in lake monsters. I believe a lot of the time they're misidentifications, but I do believe that they possibly exist. You know, talking about the Loch Ness Monster sooner or later. Okay. Let's see. We talked about Beast of Bears. Okay, so this says Beast of Bears. Sorry, this page keeps moving around on me. The Beast of Bears is a cryptid found in southern Texas, Florida, Virginia, and possibly Arkansas. That's interesting. The creature resembles a large bear with many scars and missing patches of fur. It's commonly seen near swamps, as well as various areas in deep woods. The creature is described as having a strong, pungent smell of alcohol or rotting eggs. Okay. Well, again, that could be a misidentification for possibly a Bigfoot, because Bigfoots do go down on all fours. I've actually seen them multiple times do that. Okay. So we've already talked about Beast of Bear Road. Did a whole podcast on this. But I'll kind of go over this for the newer people that have not heard of this before. So the Beast of Bear Road, this is a cool thing. I'd love to get up there and go explore this. I know several people have actually done research here, and I'd like to be able to do it too. So it says the Beast of Bear Road is a hairy humanoid with canine features that was sighted near towns of Delavan and Elkhorn in Wisconsin. I'm sorry, I keep butchering these names. Mainly during the 1990s, it was labeled as a werewolf in local folklore. However, most cryptozoologists have labeled it as Bigfoot in order to avoid dealing with the scientific obscurities involved with werewolves. However, some people think that it is a cryptid canine instead. Some researchers considered the Beast of Brer Road to be identical to a kind of Wisconsin Bigfoot named the Bluff Monster or the Eddie. Other names have been applied. The Beast of Brer Road include Bear Wolf and Indigenous Dogman. So let's unwind that. Now, Bigfoots, when they're growing up, they don't look like they do when they're older. The one sighting I had at Joe's camp where I saw this little tiny thing standing next to the creek, because he's got several, I think he's got three freshwater creeks on his property. I happened to glance over. I think he was probably taking a drink when I looked over there, and it just froze. It just looked like a big, like big black cotton ball, essentially. Couldn't really see the legs, couldn't see the head. It just looked like this big fluffy thing. And because it moved just a slight bit, is the only reason I saw it, to be honest with you. I don't know if I got it on video or not. I think it was just too far away to see, so I have no proof of it. But supposedly Bigfoots, when they're younger, they have more of a snout face. They don't have that, you know, face that's normal to a Bigfoot, if you want to, you know, go there. Again, take all this with a grain of salt. There is something called the Dog Man, and it's like supposedly, from what I've heard, it looks more like a werewolf. They are as big or bigger than Bigfoot, supposedly. Supposedly, they're seen in the same areas and stuff like that. So it doesn't surprise me that maybe they're seeing maybe some kind of dog man and, you know, off and on a Bigfoot maybe in that area too. That is a hot spot for them. But this has been witnessed. The Beast of Brer Road has been witnessed by many passerbyers. It's jumped up on their hoods sometimes. Usually it's seen grabbing dead carcasses off the road, roadkill, and eating them. sometimes in the middle of the road, sometimes on the side of the road, and it always just gives them a people stop to see what it is, and it glares at them. Sometimes it attacks their vehicles, sometimes it doesn't. I did a whole thing on this. We'll have to do this again. We'll have to get more into that. So you can come read about the Beast of Brer Road. This podcast is getting a little long. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep them to a half an hour, but sometimes they're running over just because I love to jaw about this stuff. All right, so Beaver Eater. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Maybe you've seen one of these, but I've never heard of some of these before. I've been doing this whole time. Oh my goodness. Okay. The Yukon Beaver Eater. Get your dirty mind out of the gutter. The Yukon Beaver Eater, or whatever it's called, Satanich, Satoni Chin. Okay, so let's just move on. It's a relatively unknown cryptid from oral traditions of Canada, First Nations people. It's described as bigger than even the biggest grizzly bear and got its name from the diet. It caught beavers by flipping their logs and seizing exposed beavers. When shown a book of prehistoric animals, native chose a giant sloth, ground sloth, as the closest looking thing to the beaver eater. Let's see if there's a picture here. This is a giant sloth here. They were massive. Again, the Grand Canyon Caverns. They've got a replica one down there. So I don't see a picture on here. I was going to look for a picture for you guys. Let me move up so this ad doesn't keep playing. So it says sightings. A Canadian First National member contacted the British Columbia Scientific Cryptozoology Club in 1989 with a sighting. The co-founder interviewed her, and in 1990, the account was published in the issue of the BCSCC's magazine. That's interesting. So, 1990s, I know that's 14 years ago. Let's see, what? I'm sorry, 24 years ago. If you've ever seen this creature, leave a comment down below. You know about this creature or you research it. I would love to hear more about it. We'll have to dig a deeper dive into these later on. I don't want to cover them too much. Let's just do one more and then we'll get out of here. I'm not going to cover Bigfoot because essentially we all know Bigfoot. Or if you don't, just listen to my podcast and talk about it all the time. Let's talk about the Canvey Island Monster. Let's see what this is. All right. So the Canvey Island, jeez, sorry. The Canvey Island Monster is the name given to creatures whose body wash up on Canvey Island. The creature has reddish brown skin, gills, and bulging eyes. It has the hoof shape feet with small claws, sharp teeth, and was small. Only two bodies were ever discovered. And there's an image right here. Let's see if this blows up. Nope. Okay. It's weird looking. Some kind of fish. It looks like it's some kind of fish. So you're welcome to come on here and look on here or look up the Canvey Island Monster. There's some pictures. Maybe we'll do a deeper dive into this later too. It just looks like some kind of prehistoric fish to me. They keep finding all kinds of different things that are said to be extinct alive all of a sudden now. Like that fish they caught off the African coast, and they said there's a whole bunch of them, and they thought they were extinct 100 years ago, 100 million years ago. So, anyways, I'm going to stop sharing my screen. All right, guys. So we will continue with this conversation of Cryptids Only podcast later on. And again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for subscribing, liking, and clicking on our notification bell. If you're just listening to the audio podcast, we are on like 60 different platforms, whichever one you choose to listen to us on. Please make sure you subscribe or like or whatever so you get notifications. we try and publish 3 to 4. Now we're going to try and do 5 podcasts a week. So that'll be coming in the near future. So keep your ears open. We will be coming back with the Bigfoot Only podcast on Friday, and going from there. So if you're into Bigfoot, please tune in for that. If you want to visit our website, Deep Woods Paranormal, all the links for our social media and everything are down below. Rumble. If you don't want to watch YouTube, then we're also on Rumble. This video will be on Rumble, so you guys can watch it there too. But again, thank you guys so much for your support. Thanks for buying us a coffee, and we'll catch you on the next one.